I decided that I would go down the marry, date, dump road because I love this.
Have to play with us then.
Yes. Okay. All right. And we're going to go down because we just mentioned that Pat Sajak was going to be wrapping up his wheel run.
Lori has wanted to get in his pants for years. I wonder if it can happen, Lori.
Not.
June 7th. So you guys will
that's the end.
That's his last Wheel of Fortune day.
Yeah,
we're going to meet him by 20 days. If I thought people were sad about us, Pat Sajak, people are really devastated.
The world is ending.
Yeah.
Wheel watchers. We've been.
Ryan Seacrest.
That's why he had to give a 1 year notice.
Yeah. Right. To get people emotionally prepared.
Pat Sajak, you know, and unfortunately I'm drawing a blank over Jeopardy, Alex Trebek, you know, just household names for so long.
Yes.
And we've got some other, we're going to go down show hosts. We're going to go down game shows.
All
we're
going to
go down morning
do
shows. We're going to go reality shows. We're going to have some fun here, okay?
I promise.
So let's start out with show hosts. You're going to tell me who you're going to marry.
Okay, who's going first?
Let's go you, Julia, okay?
All right.
Marry. Or dumb, okay? So now we're gonna take Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, or Stephen Colbert.
Oh, this is easy.
Marry, date, dump.
Totally marrying Jimmy Kimmel.
Okay.
I totally am marrying him, and I'm gonna date Stephen Colbert. Those two are so funny to me, and I'm not gonna hang out with Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, you jumped
him. I don't like, he's too spastastic. And so he can go goodbye. And even though he can sing and he can do impersonations, he's got a little bit more tricks up his sleeve.
Okay.
But I don't feel like the connections would be there sexually for me.
Okay. Yeah.
And that's a big requirement.
I feel you.
How do you feel like you would go?
Well, you know what? I'm going to marry Colbert because I just like his steadiness and the fact that... you know, he's you know, farsighted and always with his glasses off and he'll always sing and he's just a lovely man. So he'll just be easy. Jimmy Kimmel, I'm dating because we're going to go to concerts and ball games and have hotel sex after every event that we do. And then I'm dumping Jimmy Fallon for kind of the same reason. I'm not attracted to him.
Not.
I just feel like I dump him. Plus, I like how happily married he is to Nancy, so I don't want to get in the way.
There you go, Lori.
All right. Well, since
always thinking of others.
Of course.
we went with the recent hosts. Let's go with the more
old
the last generation. Leto, Letterman, and Carson.
Oh, okay. Oh, boy. Well, I'll go first because Julia went. Geez Louise. Well, I guess I'm just going to, I don't want to marry any of these guys, and I don't know that I even want to date any of them. I guess I date Johnny Carson.
Yeah, you got to date Carson.
I date him just because I'd break up with him like a week later, the minute he yelled or snapped at me after a hot weekend at the Beverly Hills Hotel bungalow side.
And blew smoke in your face.
And blew smoke in my face and expected me to play tennis 2 hours a day.
Oh, that, I see.
Yeah.
Okay. I could date him.
Yeah, I know. So, but I'm dating Johnny Carson. I'm dating him. And I'm marrying Jay Leno only because I saw him as a young comic. And he was really rather hot
and
hysterical with his big jaw and his humor was humor I could understand. I saw him on 28th and Hennepin, some little comedy club that was right there.
And I saw him at O'Shaughnessy.
Yeah.
Last role.
So I'm marrying him. I'm marrying him and I'm dumping Letterman because I can't take all the angst.
That's a good call.
I can't take all the angst, and he doesn't decide he wants to have a child till he's 60.
Yeah.
Well, you know, no lady's got time to wait like that.
And I think I would, agree. Carson would be unstable, but he would be a fun Dennis Beverly Hills date because he got into Beverly Hills.
And he invited to everything.
And I think he liked the cocktails. We could have some fun happy hours now that I'm not working.
He lived in Malibu.
There could be some fun parties. He knows
everybody.
But he had this huge home and only had one bedroom because he never wanted guests to stay.
Well, that's, you know, it's not a bad policy.
It was just in somewhere the other day. And Leno.
No guest bedroom, no one can stay.
Letterman is so
cranky.
Yeah, cranky and thinks he's too smart, but it's funny. I loved him. I loved him.
I could see. I bet he was in bed.
But he kept his studio so cold. Yeah. You know who complained? Ooh. Our little bouncing bear, the menu, dial a menu. Lift up. You know, the exercise guy.
Oh, Richard Simmons.
And he never, Richard Simmons, lift up.
Honestly, when you have conversations with, if I'm not there, who does the interpreting?
I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen because you know. But he was like
18 times on Letterman.
And Letterman never even acknowledged him until the camera came on and he kept his studio so cold.
So you're dumping him too.
I hate being cold.
Yeah, right. So you're marrying Leno too, because you saw him young.
And he also, with Mavis, has had this beautiful love story.
And he's stuck by her.
And she's got dementia and Alzheimer's right now. And he's had to file for conservatorship. Yeah, it's really kind of sad.
They are a love story. They have been together 45
years. Are you making noises? Do we have a horse in the room? Yeah. What's happening? I'm hearing some moaning. Did you hear moaning?
No. It's all the cars.
It's not my gas.
All right, let's go. I've got some more show hosts that if we have time, we'll go to. Because it goes down the old school we've got. But we'll go down to that one if we have, because I got a lot of fun ones here. Let's go morning shows.
Okay.
Good Morning America, Today Show, CBS Mornings.
Okay, like just the show?
Just the show, not the host.
I'm marrying CBS.
Same.
Because you get a little sports with Tony and Nate Burleson.
Mm-hmm. Burleson,
yeah. And Gail is Oprah's best friend.
Yeah, right.
So we'd have so many connections, and we could live in Montecito. And then I'm going to date Good Morning America.
Yes, I am too.
Because I like my little Snuffleupagus's wife, Allie, George's wife. What's her name? Allie...
Wentworth.
Yes, she's so funny. And then I'm having to dump the Today Show because...
Too many women.
Yeah.
Listen, no, I'm sorry. I'm lazy. I'm a lazy lover.
I agree, Lori.
I'm a lazy lover. I need, you know...
So do you think you guys are the same boat with that one?
I think so.
Yeah, okay. Very much. We're 100% on that.
I like that. I kind of figured you guys would be. Well, let's go down to reality shows, and we're going to do this one Real Housewives edition. Okay. Who are you going to date? Who are you going to dump? And who are you going to marry? We got Beverly Hills, New York, and Miami. Which one of those?
Lori, you go first.
Okay. Dump.
Boy. Well, you know, I'm going to be selfish here, and I'm marrying Beverly Hills.
Same.
Yeah.
I can't resist the
money,
vacation,
and the vacations, and everything.
And just quite frankly, use people for lunch invitations and out of town invites that they mean. Okay.
Name them.
And then, I guess. I'm dumping New York because I can't take all the attitude. Mm-mm. I can't take
and
all the attitude.
And they're too new. I feel like I don't know them enough.
I don't know them enough.
Him.
Oh, yeah. I forgot they changed cast.
Yeah, I just assumed you meant the new cast. But,
yep, I did.
And I'm going to date those crazy Miami ladies because, again, the scenes, the parties that they get invited to, I think... I don't know. They're cast of characters, those women. I get a kick out of them.
I agree.
And I'm going to marry Beverly Hills, same reason Lori is. But I'm going to date Miami because Julia, one of the wives, is married to Martina Navratilova. And we could play tennis, and she could teach me tennis, and I could go to all the tennis things because she's a commentator.
Julia has a little farm where she keeps miniature ponies, and
I don't
she's
care
got
about
goats.
That. No, I don't care about her.
Okay.
Martina.
And Martina does show up on the show, and Julia has, like, really probably the most beautiful natural breasts I've seen on TV in a long time.
Well, good for you. You can have. I'm playing tennis with Martina.
I gotta say that.
I
want to
meet
Rafi.
She will introduce me to Nadal.
That's a very good reason to.
We're going to Mallorca.
I love that. Okay, so now we're gonna go down to the Golden Bachelor.
Oh,
the
boy.
Cast.
Okay,
we got our girl Leslie, who you guys had in studio.
Yes.
We've got Susan, a.k.a., I believe, I remember, Kris Jenner. Mm-hmm. And we've got Kathy, a.k.a. Caitlyn Jenner.
Yeah,
which one are you going to marry? Which one are you going to date? And which
one are
you going to
date? We're both marrying Leslie Fima.
Because
we don't have to move, and she's right here.
Right.
And we're going to date Susan, because she seems like a lot of fun.
And
gets
Kathy,
good invites.
Kathy, zip it. Yeah.
She's the zip it lady. She seems like she's a cranky traveler.
Totally.
Yeah.
She seems so harsh.
Yeah, I don't think... she means to be.
I don't think
and
so.
She's certainly gotten some filler in her face to try and rub.
She really has.
You know, get rid of the resting yeah. face that she had going on there. But I just.
Susan's fun.
Susan
fun
is just seems she's like bubbles uh-huh. right away. And she did everybody's time. Hair and yeah. makeup.
And Leslie would train us. She's a trainer. Yeah, my God, we'd be so fit.
We'd be very fit and healthy. Yeah,
and she was really fun. She's nice.
I had on here Leslie, Susan. I had the exact order mm-hmm. in which you guys, I thought.
You
would
knew
go with
we'd
that.
Pick it. Look at Grant. Now even you know like how we think.
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Yeah, you're rubbing off on you,
Grant. All right, give us another one.
All right, let's go up to now again some more show hosts, but we're going to go to the daytime morning show aspect. Let's go the more recent group. Yikes. Kelly Clarkson, Sherry okay. Shepherd, and Drew Barrymore.
Oh.
Well, we're right. marrying I'm Kelly gonna, Clarkson.
Yeah,
we
are. Because,
we're marrying Kelly Clarkson.
Because she can sing any song in the world.
Yeah.
And she knows everybody.
Yeah, I love her. Just, we love her. Yeah. She seems like she'd be
everything
easy.
About her. And then I think I'd date Drew. Oh, even though me. She bugs, you know, I think I'm going to...
I'm dating Sherry Shepherd.
Okay, I'm yeah. dating Drew.
I'm going to, just have a lot of fun with Sherry because her son is, 16 or 17 now.
Mm-hmm.
And Drew's kids are too young.
I'm dating her. We're not bringing the kids on
okay.
the dates.
All right.
She knows everyone.
All right. Well,
she knows
we
everyone.
The opposite there.
Good luck on your first date with that conversation. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know. I'm dumping Drew right. before I even
you
have
can't
a
bring
date.
The kids on our date.
Right.
Lori said that many times to people, even my brother.
Yeah.
I'm not dating you. You have kids. Yeah. I mean, that was a hard one. Yeah.
Well,
all right.
If you know, you know.
You know, yeah. you know. Let's do one more group here. Let's go to the OGs. Ellen, Oprah, and Miss Rosie O'Donnell.
How come you didn't give us any, guys?
Well, I did. I gave you Jimmy. And Kim.
Right. We're marrying Oprah. We're dating, who is the second one?
Oprah. We got Ellen, Oprah, and Rosie.
We're marrying Oprah because Oprah.
Right,
we're dating Rosie, and we're dumping Ellen. I'm not spending a second with her.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm with you. All right.
She had me, mucking out a stall in the stable in Montecito and trying to tell me
to
it's glamorous.
No, to her elephant. You'd go to the elephant refuge.
Again. No. No.
Lori, anything with cleaning. She would have me cleaning.
No, a stable. And trying to pass it off as fun. I just know it. She seems like that kind of a lady.
That's what all mothers do. We'd always pass off, clean up. This is so fun. Let's sing a song.
Yeah,
love it. Thank you, Grant. Those were fun.
Yeah, that was
fun.
A little different, a little TV edition.
Yes. All right, we're going to take a quick break and come back with the Dirt Alert.
Hey, everybody. Lori and Julia here for Hammernix Flooring Solutions. And we are always happy to remind people about where would be the best place if you were looking for new carpeting or you were looking for some inspiration. Maybe you're replacing kitchen floors and you're like, I don't know what to do with this space and the color. Hammernix has design specialists that could help you with that.
They do. And, you know, if you go to the website, hammernix.com, they have also your dream room where you can upload a photo.
Yes.
And you can visualize what the different floors would look like in your home, which is such a cool thing. And it's easy to use. Even you and I did this once.
We did this. We can do this. You can do it.
And they're the best. They do floors like no one else in the Twin Cities. They excel in their pricing and their people and their product, in their inventory. And they have on-staff installers. They're just soup to nuts. Nuts, the best. That's Hammernix. Hammernix.com for more info.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
All right, Grant, what kind of dirt are we having?
Well, it's not so much dirt because it's just kind of a known thing, but I want to bring this up to you guys, as, and I think we mentioned it earlier, but we talked about it before the show. But this is 30 years now since Kurt Cobain left us, obviously. Within 30 years. April 5th, 1994. He was 27.
We were at Carlson. We were at work. It happened in the afternoon. I always listened to like 93.7. And the DJ came across and broke the news about it. I remember that.
Yeah. Well, so it is, you know, that was going to be my question. Where were you when you heard the news?
Yeah, that's one of those. We were working at Carlson. And I had a sweet window. We overlooked the lake. We had good jobs. We had pimp offices.
I had a thing that pointed out and got an extra table in there.
Yeah, and I was kind of in a corner, and you know, I was allowed to have my radio and kind of my calendars. It wasn't like I got asked by HR to take it down. It was from like a hedonism or something. There was too much nudity. Remember that?
They weren't nude though.
Not nude.
They had a surfboard or a float in front.
Yeah,
of them.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean, I got talked to about my radio. But yeah, that's where we were at Carlson. Hmm.
Well, his daughter Frances Bean Cobain has written a very, very touching letter.
Kind of. She never even knew her dad.
Well, no. Yeah, you're right. She was only.
She can still write it. But
I'm just saying.
She was only four years old. I mean, what? He died when he was 27. So she was only a few years old. You're right. But she did post some pictures that she did have of her and her father together, a little collage, the few that she had. And she wrote a very long letter, which I'm not going to get into.
Yeah, but she was 1 year old, so she would have no memory.
No memory. But she said, I wish I could have known my dad. I wish I knew the cadence of his voice, how he liked his coffee, the way he felt to be tucked in after a bedtime story. I always wondered if we would have caught tadpoles with me during the muggy Washington summers, or if he smelled like Camel Lights and Strawberry Nesquik, which I've been told were his favorites.
But
there's some deep wisdom being expedited throughout this path. But the next thing Kurt wrote me a letter when I was born. And in the last lines, it reads, wherever you go or wherever I go, I will always be with you. He kept his promise because his presence is in so many ways, whether it's by hearing a song or through his hands, we share moments together. So, I mean, it's just a very touching.
His mom always would tell Frances, when I look at your hands, I see your dad's hands. Yeah.
Very, very.
Yeah,
very.
She would not have any memory.
Nope. None. I mean, yeah, even if she was 4 or 5, it'd be tough to have much of a memory, right, too, you know.
But yeah, she was just one.
But to write that letter, you know, it's true. At least it's just, you know, she's showing that he's had an impact, even though she hardly knew him, I guess.
He's her father.
Yeah, right.
She's just doing, you know, journaling out loud and sharing with everybody.
Absolutely.
Because there's probably lots of maybe people that are in that position. Mm-hmm. They didn't know their dad or their mom.
Well, we've got another issue over at NBC Universal and Bravo. Faith Stowers from Vanderpump Rules, a longtime vet.
Oh, yeah.
She is now suing NBC Universal and Bravo and their producers for racist harassment, retaliation, sexual harassment. She's seeking unspecified damages. Legal action is being taken at the helms of attorneys Brian Friedman, which, as you know, if Brian's getting involved, and Mark, is it Garagos, who's another very popular Hollywood elite lawyer.
Well, they're representing some other Bravo people in some things, so there must be. Well, here's the thing. I mean, Bethany Franco, I think, pointed it out that in the reality filming, it's the wild, wild west as far as having any kind of, it's all about keep drinking. So much of it is that.
Yep.
And so there's not too many workplaces where that is the norm.
No.
And then it's filmed, and then who knows what's all going on. It's been going on such a long time. Remember, Bravo started in the problematic eras, the early 2000s.
True. There wasn't a lot of regular. I mean, we saw this with Pride on the Set.
And even how we talked about each other and about people and gossiped and the whole culture.
The whole culture needed
to
change.
It's changed even from when we started. But, I mean, it was really... There was a lot of jeering and cheering at like young people who were on these shows. It was very accepted. And, you know, and I think there's a story about Katy Perry today about how she was like mislabeled as being difficult so that maybe people would, I don't know, buy more albums.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And Faith, she was only paid $5,000 for her participation in the fourth season of Vanderpump Rules starting in 2015, which is virtually nothing afterwards. And this the eight claims within this filing of the L.A. Superior Court describes how racial mistreatment and other apparent misconduct became the M.O. for the show and how NBC and producers did allegedly nothing to stop it. So,
NBC has got a big, problem on their hand. This is multiple lawsuits now.
I completely
multiple
agree.
People coming from different directions for different legal employment reasons.
Absolutely. Well, let's with the last few seconds we have here, Legally Blonde is coming to the TV screen as a show over at Amazon. Reese Witherspoon is working with and her Hello Sunshine banner have developed a Legally Blonde TV series. Now, this is pretty cool. Gossip Girl and the OC grads Josh Schwartz and Stephanie Savage are attached to write the TV offshoot. I love those writers.
Same.
Yeah, the premise is being kept under wraps right now, but this looks like it's going to be good and great writing behind it.
So. Yeah. All right, good stuff. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for that time.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
All right, here are a couple ideas. There's so much music, and Lori's going to get to it all, but this is like...
Maybe not all of it. There's so
many events. There's so much going on around the Twin Cities this weekend, but here is... The Mall of America, for their second time, they tried this at Christmas, is hosting the Totally Rad Vintage Fest Spring Flea Secondhand Shopping Experience.
Love that.
And it's in a private event space on level 2 and level 3 near the North Atrium. And this is one-of-a-kind shopping experience. More than 50 hand-picked vendors featuring shoppers, a variety of 80s and 90s and Y2K clothing, homes, goods, record toys, and more. It's $5 online, $8 at the door, but it's this Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6, and at Mall of America. Actually, it's just Saturday, so don't go on Sunday. Go on Saturday.
Okay.
I like vintage stuff. Okay, the Fraser is having a sensory-friendly festival this weekend. It's from 10 to 2 at the River Center. So engage the senses through games, food, music, and entertainment zones, which I think is so cool.
Yeah.
The Golden Valley Home is doing a garden expo. They're using Carol Evans' Bobby Jensen, who's going to do a seminar in sustainability.
Bobby is very good.
He's very good. Mm-hmm. Doing home improvement stuff. And it's at Eastview High School from 9 a.m. to 3 on Saturday. And then Prior Lake is having a food truck kickoff. From noon to 5 on Saturday at the Tractor Supply right on Highway 13 in Prior Lake. But that'd be kind of fun for a bunch of food trucks in a parking
lot. Next week, I would like you to bring us like a bunch of meat raffles. Give us some meat raffle and bingo options for next weekend.
While you're talking, I'm going to give you one for tomorrow,
I bet. Tomorrow? Uh-huh. Yeah.
Let me just look for one.
People I know one of the things people want to do.
I've heard
about this, and they're always embarrassed. We take it for granted. I feel like Joe and Stan has bingo. There might even be meat raffle tonight.
Let me just see. No, we do this at the cabin all the time.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. Why is it so much fun to win damn meat?
Because it is. Yeah. And then they do.
because it is.
It's a quick instant. Yeah. It's an instant thing.
Yeah. A little gratification, absolutely.
I don't know. All right. Well, anyway, I just thought that was a little idea for the crowd.
Thank you, Laura.
Yeah. Okay, well, here's some music stuff.
Next week, I'd like you to come in with all the things to do with your children on the weekend.
Oh, Joy, don't be mean. I'd say go to the Lion King. I could come up with something.
Go to the Science Museum.
I could come up with stuff.
I know you could. You know I'm kidding you, Laura.
Go to the Mall of America and let them run on every elevator without knocking people over. Okay, so some music stuff. Tonight and tomorrow night, this has become an annual thing around Marvin Gaye's birthday. It's a Marvin Gaye tribute band tonight and tomorrow night at Bunkers. So all kinds of different people will be jamming and singing, but got to give it up, Marvin Gaye. Give it up. So that's tonight and tomorrow at Bunkers. Jeff Diamond and friends are playing tonight and tomorrow at Mancini. Should you find yourself swinging by
What's
a supper
now?
Club? Well, they sing covers, Julia, from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's a lot.
That's a
So that means they have a range probably of singers, which is kind of fun. And then tomorrow night, there's still a few tickets. Semisonic is at the Palace.
Yes.
Pretty excited to go to that show. A lot of people are going. Chris Stapleton, they're running ads this morning, so there must be some seats available at U.S. Bank. And it is a triple bill. I forget who the guy is, but the second opening act is Lainey Wilson, and she's fun as
she's
heck
great.
And amazing. And then Chris Stapleton. So there are still tickets for that. And then Sunday night, if your guy is Merle Haggard, the Turf Club, multiple singers are doing a tribute to Mr. Merle Haggard. Thank you very much.
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
Oh, and want to give a shout out because it is tomorrow night at the Bell Museum. Maybe you're going to Make the Magic Gala tomorrow night. And it's a charity that helps support kids whose parents have been diagnosed with some kind of cancer.
Oh, yeah,
to get away
yeah.
to a camp.
Yes, yes.
See some. So
yeah,
anyway,
nice.
It's what a wonderful place for a gala, the Bell Museum.
Sounds nice.
You know, and mm-hmm. right, it's
very
right up the street from us, Julia.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Have you gone to the new one since they moved in?
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I went with children. I went with kids. They have a woolly mammoth there.
I know they do.
Yeah.
I know they do. Giant. I know they do. I know they do.
Yeah. But they moved it into a building like in Lauderdale or whatever you call this area right north of where our radio station is.
Mm-hmm.
In a cool, cool building.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
All right, Grant.
All right. We've got some big sports. Obviously, you mentioned earlier on TV. We'll just get through these quickly here. The NCAA Women's tonight, 6 p.m. NC State. With our girl from St. Michael Albertville playing South Carolina. She's actually on South Carolina. That's 6 p.m. ESPN. But you said that there's a free trial that you can sign up for, right, Julia?
Mm-hmm.
That you can sign up for to
yes,
get these girls' games. And then the following game tonight would be Connecticut versus Iowa. You know, Paige and Caitlin Clark are all on the stage, ESPN, 8 p.m. And then tomorrow we've got the men's Final Four, NC State versus Purdue. Purdue's number one, NC State, and is 11 seed for the men's. Kind of a fun possible upset. That's going to be on TBS, TNT, and True TV at 5 p.m. Following that game will be Alabama versus Connecticut for the other Final Four half, and they'll be on the same stations at 7:45. But in town here, if you want to get outside and enjoy some weather, the Twins tomorrow, it's going to be 60 degrees and sunny.
Oh.
Perfect day to go to a ball
game.
I've
got a kid who's going.
I'll be there myself.
Okay.
Is it a 1 o'clock game?
It's a 1:10 game right
Fun.
In the afternoon. Perfect. That one you can go down to Target Field, checked out. Same on Sunday, 1:10 start as well, but they're calling for 40s and rain, so I would try to pick your day tomorrow if you can.
Yeah.
We've also got the Minnesota Wild at home against Winnipeg tomorrow at 3 p.m. at Xcel Energy Center. You could take a...
Wait. Oh, the Wild.
The Wild. Yeah.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
Can take the kids down there. And then we got the Minnesota Loons. They're playing Salt Lake on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at Allianz Field.
That's our soccer team.
And finally, this is a big deal. The Gopher women's basketball team is playing St. Louis tomorrow at 2 p.m. on CBS Sports Network, which is another specialty network in the sports areas. But they're playing for the NIT
yes, that's right.
championship,
yes.
which is the national. Yeah, it's a big deal. It's the national invite champ. It's the national invite
cool.
tournament. So good job to the girls
They're
getting
good.
To the championship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if they wouldn't have had the injuries, I feel like the girls maybe even would have had a shot in the NCAA tournament. Not to win it, but
yeah.
they mm-hmm. would be in the...
They were really good.
They were
yeah.
good this year.
Yeah.
So good news if you want to watch a possible championship in town here, we can get the NIT tomorrow for the
I
girls.
I love that.
Yeah. So
thank you, Grant.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you, Grant. All right, should we take a quick break and come back?
Let's do it.
Here's just a couple things. So if you aren't busy enough this weekend and you have some extra time... You know what's happening?
Mm-mm.
The Omen.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
yes. The Omen and Monkey Man are going up against each other.
Yeah.
Yes.
Horror versus action. revenge movie.
And it's the Monkey Man is an 86%, mm-hmm. and the Omen is 77%.
Yeah, Omen brought in 1.5.
The first Omen, it's called.
Yeah, first Omen brought in 725,000, and it's only in its first night of previews last night, but they're still expecting it to get 15 to 17 million in opening weekend. And just and Monkey Man's going to be right behind it between 12 and 14.
And it's a big spring break week, yeah. and kids love going to scary movies, and they also like action revenge. This is like, and but both of them,
I think basketball is going to.
Well, yeah. maybe, but there's always tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and we're going to have rain maybe on Sunday.
Right.
Are we going to be able to see the solar eclipse as
on Monday? Mm-hmm. I don't know, but boy, have they talked about it a lot. And don't forget to play Bonnie Tyler's song.
God, I hated the song when it came out. All right,
it's going to be cloudy and rainy on
Monday.
That's
what I thought, too. So. Okay, so here is a couple things.
If you want to see it dark, just look outside at night.
There you go. Sugar, the series premiere on Apple Plus of Sugar happens tonight, starring Colin Farrell.
It happened already last night.
All right, fine. People, did you watch it?
No, but my friend was watching, and she said, I'm trying so hard to like this.
Oh, all right, good to know. Then we can move on from that.
I'm going to try it. I want to try it.
It got an 86% on Rotten Tomato from critics, but that doesn't mean anything. Scoop is the one we're going to want to watch.
Yeah, it's a movie. I think so.
About the BBC interview that Prince Andrew basically threw himself under the bus with the...
one of the most incredible public meltdowns
ever
that we have had in 22 years on there. That is the number one crisis that we saw in real time. You couldn't believe your eyes or your ears.
It's on Netflix.
Or that it was happening with his own cooperation. And it's the story behind how they got it. Because it was the BBC, and I mean, it's, I guess...
It's supposed to be good.
Very good.
Gillian
Anderson is playing...
Billy Piper.
But she's playing the reporter, Emily, and Billy Piper is playing...
The producer.
The young woman who's got this idea of, hey, there's something here with Andrew that we could get at.
And let's exploit him. Well, and he's not bright enough to say no. But again, he volunteered.
It isn't because it's the palace, too. They all went, this is how out of touch they are.
All right, enough about them. Here's one that kind of sounds interesting from the producers of Fleabag, if we all remember Fleabag back when.
Yeah, of course.
It's on Hulu. It's called Dinosaur. It's a heartwarming 6-episode comedy from the UK producers of Fleabag.
Okay, but not Phoebe.
No, it focuses on autistic Nina, Ashley Sorey, a 30-something paleontologist whose happy existence with her sister and best friend Evie is rocked when Evie suddenly gets engaged. So she's breaking up the band. But they said it's heartwarming, charming, and it's on Hulu.
All right.
Other things. Kiss.
Did we say where Scoops is?
Yeah, that's on Netflix.
It is. Okay, thanks.
Kiss sold their catalog for $300 million. I mean, God, they must
love... They sold it to the ABBA guy who has the music company and the Avatar business.
Love it.
Because they announced that they were going to do that after their last thing. They're going to do hologram shows.
Yep.
Right.
They're going to make... They made money, what, $300 million, I think, is what they sold this catalog for?
Holy cow.
And they will continue. Aren't they going to continue to make some sort of money on these hologram concerts themselves? So they've set themselves up nicely.
Our favorite email of the day. Mm-hmm. Hello, my posse of 4 to 5 love your show and are saddened you are leaving. We are all in our 60s and laugh as the posse are aware of Loja.
They've each got an initial.
I think they do. We would love the opportunity to have this show and have no idea how to take it. So we love your show, but how do we get your show?
Oh, you know, I responded to these ladies. Mm-hmm.
I said
they are not looking to hire 4 or 5 ladies.
But I love it. They should start a podcast or something because I bet they're funny. And I think that's kind of a fun idea. Other things that are happening. Tiger Woods, Grant, you think he's going to come back for the Masters?
Well, I heard what he's doing.
he's abstaining from sex.
Yeah, baby.
He doesn't have a girlfriend.
Yeah, you've got to stop folding your paper and racing through things. I'm anxious just sitting across from you right now. Julia's just going, taking one piece of paper. I'm done. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to see.
Really,
how many more minutes of this program do we have left?
It is
we have six.
We do. And you guys were, you were gone, Grant, yesterday, but Maggie Gyllenhaal.
Thank you for pointing that out.
Yeah, but Maggie Gyllenhaal has directed a new take on Frankenstein called The Bride, and Christian Bale, they released the
photos.
The photos, and he's the monster, and Jesse Buckley, the nurse from like the last season of Fargo, great actress, is the bride, and it's this whole spin on that story with Maggie Gyllenhaal directing the movie. It just looked wild.
The special effects of the stitches on Christian Bale's forehead looked wild.
Yeah.
I hope to God he didn't go real and do it.
Yeah, yeah.
Go method.
Yeah, I know.
Because he's one of those guys that goes method, you know. I hope he didn't.
Yeah, anyway, it was just posted yesterday, and I was like, well, that looks weird. I didn't even know this movie was happening.
Should we have a bet on the games, you guys?
Okay,
so the first game is South Carolina against...
She keeps going. Both Grant and I, yeah, no,
Grant,
not really.
Grant never said no.
He did.
He goes, I mean, I know who I want to win, but I'm rooting against our Minnesota girls, unfortunately. So
you know who I want to win?
I hate saying
everyone.
That aloud.
That's an unusual take. Another thing. Please make it. Please.
Can everyone just please win?
Just
be
tonight.
Winner.
Just for tonight.
Be a winner.
I hope they're close, though.
Oh, yeah,
you know what?
Be.
Yeah, you think so, Grant?
As long as they give dazzling basketball and it gives people something to talk about,
yeah.
And that's all the people want.
All four of them are going to be pretty good. Is there anything? We've got a little time, and I only ask this because you asked me to bring up that Please Don't Go, Casey and the Sunshine Band. Is there anything you want to do with that?
Yeah, maybe we're going to sing that song today. Or let them sing it to us.
Okay, Grant, you sing it to us. Oh, Casey and the Sunshine Man. I was just thinking.
The song, the Please Don't Go.
This is a good song, actually.
You'll know this song.
You'll know this song. I don't know why I was thinking of this song today, Julia, for you and I. I think it's what people are singing in their
minds. Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
This is what they're singing in their minds.
I have a big ego.
Julia, it isn't.
Please don't go. All right, let's listen.
No,
people
I know,
are used
but
to
people
it.
Really don't want us to go. They
people
are singing
are
this.
It.
I'm also a song whisperer and other things.
Oh, gosh. And she's answering email now that we're quitting.
Right.
Yeah,
for the last
true.
Week, Lori has answered your email. You haven't looked at it in 22 years.
It has been so loud that I better answer a few.
I'm like, for crying out loud. Now you're going to do it.
And she's replying all, so we're all getting her response.
Well, I realized that, you know what? I had a realization. One of the reasons I couldn't ever answer is I would only answer to the one arrow. And ever since I've been replying to the double arrow, it answers back when I did the single arrow. It says, no such person.
Well, because you're forwarding.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. You need to put an address in then.
Julia, I mean, this has allowed me to be ignorant for 20 years.
Emails. And then some. All right, Grant, have a great weekend. Everyone else have a great weekend. We will be back Monday.
Job done. Off you go.